With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says more needs to be done to protect Palestinian civilians in Gaza, or else there will be no partners for peace, as he urged Israel to ensure greater humanitarian aid to the besieged territory. Blinken says Israel must abide by international law and allow aid to innocent people in Gaza to flow in.
How Israel does this matters, and it is very important that when it comes to the protection of civilians who are caught in a crossfire of Hamas's making, that everything be done to protect them and to bring assistance to those who so desperately need it.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ruled out a temporary ceasefire in Gaza until some 240 hostages are released. Hezbollah leader Hassan Nasrallah gave his first public speech since the war started, saying his group had entered the battle, though he stopped short of announcing full engagement in the war. Moscow has stepped up its aerial barrage of Ukraine as Kyiv officials brace for attacks on infrastructure. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian authorities say Russia has unleashed a wave of nighttime drone and missile attacks across 10 of Ukraine's 24 regions as citizens prepare for another winter of infrastructure bombardment by the Kremlin's forces. Ukraine's Air Force says it intercepted 24 of 38 Shahed drones and one KH-59 cruise missile launched by Russia. The attacks caused fires in homes and public buildings, especially in the southern Kherson region, which Moscow has increasingly targeted in recent weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 222 points, the Nasdaq rose 184, the S&P 500 advanced 40. This is SRN News. About 71% of Americans describe themselves as Christians, but one evangelical leader has his doubts. Dr. George Barna of the Cultural Research Center says if you look closely, you'll find something disturbing.
Most Americans have shifted from being committed to Christianity to being committed to some type of personal faith. And that faith is what we would call syncretism, which means that we're very comfortable picking and choosing elements from many different worldviews.
Barna's research reveals a kind of smorgasbord effect.
Now we pick and choose elements from secular humanism, postmodernism, Eastern mysticism, nihilism, Marxism.
His polls also indicate that committed Christians with a true biblical worldview probably make up only about 10% of the United States population. This is SRN News. A California jury has awarded $332 million to a man who sued chemical giant Monsanto.
He had claimed his cancer was related to decades of using its Roundup weed killer. A San Diego Superior Court jury awarded damages in a lawsuit filed by Mike Dennis. The 57-year-old Carlsbad man was diagnosed in 2020 with a rare form of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Monsanto is now a division of Bayer, which bought Monsanto in 2018 and has been dealing with thousands of legal cases related to Roundup. John Scott reporting.
The nation's employers slowed their hiring in October, adding a modest but still decent 150,000 jobs, a sign that the labor market may be cooling but remains resilient despite high interest rates that have made borrowing much costlier, both for companies and consumers. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.